وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعاله وصحبه وموالاه، أما بعد.
وبلوناهم بالحسنات والسيئات. We test them with بالحسنات prosperity, easy life. والسيئات and hardships and difficulties. If you have easy life, it is a test. It's not because you are special. It's not because you deserve. It is a test. On the other hand, if you go through hardship and difficulties, it's a test as well. It's not because you are bad. You are on trial, you're being tested. How are you reacting? In another ayah, Allah said in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَنَبْلُوهُمْ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We test you with good, بِالشَّرِّ with evil, hardships, وَالْخَيْرِ and good, fitna as a trial, as a test. So anyone who goes through hardship, illnesses, poverty, sickness, grief, worry, anything disturbing the person, making him feel inconvenience, discomfort, is a test. It's not just to happen. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see how this individual react with this. Qala ta'ala, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Surely we're going to test you something from of hunger, of fear, loss of wealth, loss of soul. It's a test. Your beloved one dies. صلى الله سلامة والعافية. Your beloved one, closest one, pass away. Parents, children, wife, husband, brother, friend, scholar, whoever is good to the people, whoever is good to you, after Allah you were depending on, pass away. You are on trial, you are being tested. How are you going to react? If you say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي واخلف لي خيرا منها, you accept it is decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you remain patient in your heart, in your tongue, in your limbs, and you expect a reward from Allah, you pass the test. ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها خطيئته. حديث صحيح مسلم. Anything which afflicts the believer, sickness, tire, fatigue, grief, worry, any of it, safe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it forgiven for him. Anything you go through, anything you go through, somebody oppress you, somebody say you bad statement, somebody, it's a test. If you remain patient and you act wisely, you act properly, you act the way Allah wants, you pass the test. You're sick, you're poor, you don't have, you are oppressed, the leaders oppress you. So Israel are oppressed by the Muslim leader, for instance. It's a test. How are they going to react? Will they obey Allah and do what Allah commands them of being patient, not going against them, not causing chaos, destroying the country, not spreading lies, but remain patient? They did their job. as a society, and they passed the test. And Allah promised them to have the way out. Likewise, parents remain patient with their children, husband with his wife, wife with her husband, but do the right thing. Somebody remain patient with illnesses. Prophet Ayyub used to be sick 18 years. Prophet of Allah, 18 years, remain patient. Any hardship, remain patient. He remained patient, alayhi salatu wasalam. So any hardship, any illness, only Allah knows how much suffering, how much hardship, how much different things which disturb one is a good feeling is out there. All is from Allah, and all is a trial. It's not just to happen. It's not because you're bad, you are being tested. How are you going to react? Likewise, on the other hand, all the easiness. Easy. Allah give you talent. Allah give you good income. Allah give you better knowledge, better religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you better intellect. Allah give you better family. Allah give you better. Allah freedom, safety, peace, provision, wealth. Anything make you happy. It's not because you're special. You are on test. قال إنما أتيت على علم عندي أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من قبله من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا. Someone called Qarun, Allah gave him so much wealth. So much wealth. And then he used to corrupt the earth. He was reminded to fear Allah. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Be good as Allah is good to you. He said, no, إِنَّمَا أُتِيتُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ. I was given because of my knowledge. Or because the knowledge that Allah has, that I deserve it. That's what he said. That was not the case. He was on a trial. He was on a test. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you something special, religiously or worldly, it is a test. If you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, and you humble yourself, and you do the right thing with this wealth, with this easiness, with your time, with your life, with your health, with your safety, with your family, you use it in the right way, you pass the test. When Allah gave Prophet Sulaiman what he gave, he said, لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّهِ. This is from the favor of my Lord. Prophet Sulaiman, he used the jinn to bring from far, from the throne of a queen, from Yemen, before he moved from where he is. Who going to bring me the throne, the palace of such queen? Somewhere in Sham, from Yemen. The jinn says, I'm going to bring before you move. You sitting here, or the messenger of Allah, before you finish whatever you are sitting with, and you leave, I'm going to bring it. Think somebody say, who bring White House now? Right now. Another one who has a knowledge more stronger than this jinn, with regard to that, said, I'm going to bring it before you within a blink of an eye. And that's what happened. It's out there already. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا أتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. سبحان الله. Before blink of an eye, before you move your eyelash, seconds, I'm going to bring it. And he already brought it. There Prophet Sulaiman said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is from the favor of my Lord. لِيَبْلُوَنِي, to test me. أَشْكُرُ, am I going to be grateful and thankful? Am أَكْفُر, or ungrateful? It's a trial. It's not because Prophet Sulaiman is a special. Here is a test. That's how he understands. عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَعَلَى النَّبِيِّ مُحَمَّدْ أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So easiness and easy life, hardship life, all is a test. What's required in the difficult, remain patient. Don't say, why me? Don't lose your deen. Don't run from your manhaj. Don't run from the good manner. Don't transgress. Somebody oppress you, transgress you. If you don't remain patient, you may make things worse. He slap you, you may even shoot him and kill him because you are not patient. And instead of remaining patient and forgiving for the sake of Allah, put your right, your trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not patient, you fight back. So it is a test both. All of the easiness of life, easiness, hardships, name it, whatever you may, it come to my, your mind, is a test. In the East, whatever you require, be thankful to Allah. Use that blessing in that which pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. Have a lot of children, righteous children, knowledgeable children, a lot of family, a lot of siblings, a lot of friends and brothers. You are being tested. You don't have children. You try all means. You never had a son. You never have a daughter. You don't have brothers. You don't have this. You are on a test. Allah alimun qadir. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with regard to one who passed these two tests, the easy and the hardship, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ إِنَ أَصَابَهُ سَرَّاءَ شَكَرٌ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنَ أَصَابَهُ ضَرَّاءَ صَبَرٌ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Amazing with the case of the believer. All his affair is good for him. If prosperity and easy life accompany him, he's in an easy life, he's thankful. He's grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By his tongue, in his heart, in his limbs, in his heart he believes this blessing is from Allah. Allah is the one who gives you better income. Allah is the one who gives you better job. Allah is the one who gives you better. Allah is the one who gives you so and so. It's from Allah. So in his heart, Alhamdulillah, who gave it to me. It's not me, it's not just to happen. And his tongue, he remembers it. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةَ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. And his limbs, he acted according to that. He used the money for halal. He spent to the halal, not consuming qat, or drugs, or cigarette, or those haram things. No. That's ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You didn't thank Allah for the money. You use for haram. You use for halal. You use what Allah made permissible. So it's good for him, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. He remained patient. He's thankful to Allah, it's good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرْ. And if affliction is, hardship is, touches him, he remains patient. And his tongue, he doesn't feel bad. Why me? Why this? Why? It's from Allah, and Allah has wisdom. Allah is testing me. I remain patient to get elevation from Allah, to get forgiveness from Allah. And the like, he remain patient. With your wife, with your kids, with your family, with the neighbor, with your religion, with your understanding, with your knowledge, with your looking, with your wealth, with your safety, all these is tested from Allah. So in your heart, you accept the decree of Allah. In your tongue, you don't complain. In your limbs, you don't get crazy. You don't get wild. You don't do bad things. A sister called her husband. The one you know him was good. He drink alcohol now. Why? A'udhu billah. He started consuming alcohol. Why? You ask him, Akhi, is this true? Yes. What happened? I lost job. I feel stress. You failed test. You lost job doesn't mean to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means to remain patient. You know it's from Allah. You see how you act. So these two, is Allah mentioned in many ayat, easiness, hardship is a test. Another test. Most of the people from these two, they understand the test is in hardships. The test and the trial is in a difficulty. They don't think the blessings and easiness, it is a test. Wrong understanding. Both are tests. There's another two tests which everyone must go through. It is أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Do man think he will be left off sudan? أي لا يؤمر ولا ينهى. That he will not be commanded and that he will not be ماذا forbidden. Means the commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prohibitions from Allah is a test. Pray, fast, don't eat, don't look, don't listen, don't say, don't go. You're being tested. How are you reacting to it? Allah said, don't go. You don't go. You pass the test. Don't look at. You don't look at. Because Allah said it. Do this. You do it because Allah said it. Don't do it. You don't do it because Allah said don't do it. You pass the test. The command is there. Prohibition is there. What Allah forbade, indulge in it. What Allah forbade of lying, of deception, of oppression, of cheating, of negligence. Looking haram, listening to the haram, saying haram, eating haram, going haram, being with the bad people, doing whatever you desire, you lost the test. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling what He commanded for His sake. You stay what Allah forbade. Obeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for His sake, you pass the test. So every day, every minute, we are on a test. Either in ease or in hardship. Either in commands or in prohibitions. All life is test. And the more someone cares about this and he takes it serious, the more he is more wise, the more he is more guided, the more he is more smart. And the more someone neglected this, the more he is close to the animal. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّوا سَبِيلًا. If the person is not even aware of that all this his system working, his blessings, his easiness, is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This all hardship, what he's going through, is test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these commands in the religion, in the Quran, in Sunnah, is a test. All this prohibition in Quran and Sunnah is a test. All this is a test. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Did you thought we create you out of play? Just as play, no reason, no commands, no orders, no resurrection, no judgment. No, that's not the case. Therefore, a believer, to remember it. You are in a test. Subhanallah, and sometimes the tests are not easy, hardship is very painful. Commands, what you are being commanded is very strong on your soul. Sometimes prayer is very hard on individuals. Giving zakah is very hard. To some people, taking hijab, some women, is very hard. Sometimes treating your brother fairly and justly, forgiving him, maintaining ties of relative, of kinship, is very hard on the individual. So, the one who remains patient for the sake of Allah in the East, and thank you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal, the one who remains patient in the difficult, and thank you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the East, and worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeys Allah azza wa jal in secret, in public, in statement, in action, for the sake of Allah. This is a true believer. We ask Allah al-Karim to make us among them. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.